He's the same Jesus. And it's the same word. It is exactly the same power. It is the same power of the same Holy Spirit. And he said, it's the Father within me. He does the works.
Everyone. Praise the Lord. What a time we had this morning. Welcome. I want to welcome everyone in this room. I want to welcome everyone that's watching tonight through the BBOVN network, Dish Television, the internet, iPhone, iPad, Roku, Apple TV. Have you ever heard so many different ways that you could get the Word of God coming? You can listen to it in your living room, your kitchen. You can listen. In fact, here's a way that perhaps you hadn't heard about. EMIC Radio. EMIC Radio. It's not exactly the same as BVOVN Network. A lot of the programming is the same, but there are other things on there. And so when you're having to listen by your iPhone or your smartphone, it's very nice sometimes to be able to listen to audio only. It doesn't use as much of your data, and so you can go over to EMIC, I believe it's emicradio.com, is that right, Tracy? emicradio.com? I got it right, yay me. EMIC, Eagle Mountain International Church, radio.com. So that's a whole nother way that we invite you to listen in. We're doing everything we can to get the word out on every available voice. So if you don't have enough signal to get hold of the video, well, you can go to to emicradio.com. Praise the Lord. I better get down to my business here. Well, we've had a great time this week. I have so enjoyed praying with you. We prayed about the prophet's ministry. I don't know that I've taught on that. I prayed over that, oh my goodness, for years, but not that many times. And it's not been so clear what the Lord wanted, nor have I seen so Brother Copeland step into what we prayed so immediately, so thoroughly. Have you seen that? Have you noticed it? Have you wondered if he was cheating, listening to my notes? All I can say is I'm glad I went first. Glad I went first. So praise God. We have more information on the book tables if you want to know more about the prophet's ministry. And there's a lot to know, and it's something that we should be more and more aware of. How many of you that particular ministry office of the prophet, means more to you now than it did, say, even 3 days ago? A few of you? Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. I'm glad that it does, as it should, because what we value, we will put our faith towards. What we value, we will honor. And through honor, God is magnified and able to do so much more. You know, when Jesus, he was just as much a prophet when he went to Nazareth, but the scripture says there he couldn't do anything. Why? Because of their unbelief. In fact, they wanted to throw him off the cliff. Why? They said, well, he's one of the boys here. We know him. We know his sisters. We know his brothers. He grew up around here. Who does he think he is? And like my dad said, well, everybody is somebody's kinfolk, you know? So anyway, what we honor, then God is able to use. So I wanted just to talk a little bit further tonight, just a little bit about the prophet's ministry. Then we're going to add some things to it that will help you and equip you even after this meeting. How many of you are partners with Kenneth Copeland Ministries? Praise God. Well, I thank you. And we are very demanding. We expect your prayers. We do, as partners. Some people would put pressure on their partners for finances, not my dad. But boy, does he expect covenant prayer, because we pray for you every day. He prays for you every day. We don't get into the airplane and take off without thanking God for our partners, believing God for the blessing. So we appreciate your prayers. So this will equip you better as you go on, as we go from here. Now, one of the things about prophets and praying for prophets, one thing you may notice is the Lord will most likely lead you as you pray in the Spirit. But also if you listen to people such as myself or Sister Lynn Hammond and others who pray over the prophet's ministry, really any of the ministry gifts, one of the things that we find ourselves praying over a lot, not intentionally, it comes out even as we're praying in the Spirit, and that's praying over their eyes. Do you notice that? It comes out a lot. You just pray in tongues, and I'll hear myself say, the eyes, the eyes, the eyes. Well, isn't it interesting that in the first part of the Bible, the prophets were called what? Seers. Seers. Why? That is because that is their primary piece of spiritual equipment. They see. And for, you know, really, it's not that far off from what people experience. You say, oh, I see that. I see it. You're not talking about natural eyes. You're talking about revelation. You're talking about suddenly you know something. Sometimes you suddenly know something as if someone had walked up to you and given you a news report. Only it wasn't a person. It was revelation from the Lord. And what you're seeing is something that's invisible to your own eye. Or as a seer, you may be looking down the road of time and see something that is going to occur. And that, in which case, we might call that a prediction of the future. But a main part of prophecy sees the will of God as He wills it. He gets a picture and begins to declare what God wills, what God sees, what God wants. And this is a huge piece that's so important. It was important in the Old Testament, and it's equally important now. So much of what we had of the Scripture, in fact, the Bible says, New Testament, that all of the Scripture is given by prophecy. It's all prophetic. What does that mean? They saw the will of God. They saw it and were able to wrap words around it in such a way that it is purely the Word of God. So when a prophet in the prophet's office, he is equipped for seeing down that road and seeing what God wills, what God wants. But what God wills and what God wants is not always what happens. Now that surprises some people. In fact, some people, it may frankly make them mad and think you're crazy to say that. But we have an example of it in the book of Daniel. And Daniel, he was a prophet. And there were a lot of things that happened with Daniel. One of the primary things about Daniel, as you maybe remember your Sunday school lessons, is that much of Daniel's ministry was in prayer. Much of his ministry happened either the visions, the dreams that he had, they came to him while in prayer, or it was in his praying that he was able to minister. And it's not everything, but a lot of his ministry, the miracle of his ministry happened through his prayer life and through the things that he prayed. Now, in Daniel chapter 9, it says, in the first year of Darius, son of Ahasuerus of the offspring of the Medes, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood from the books the number of years, which according to the prophet must pass before the desolations that have been pronounced on Jerusalem should come to an end. What's he talking about? Jeremiah, the words of Jeremiah. Jeremiah was a prophet in Jerusalem before Nebuchadnezzar seized it, and they were under siege while Jeremiah was there, and he kept telling them, if you don't change, then this is what's going to happen. And Jerusalem will be captured. You will be taken into captivity. And they got mad about it. They put him in prison for it. And for years, years, he said this to them. And he prophesied. Finally, the prophecies changed. And they went from, instead of him saying that, if you don't change, this is going to happen, the if you don't change part was over. There was no more, if you don't change, it was, this is now going to happen. Time's up. You've had all these years, You haven't responded as God has told you to, and so there will be captivity, and you will go away for 70 years. And a lot of reasons behind the 70 we won't elaborate on. So the children of Israel were carted away off to Babylon, and Daniel was one of those that was taken away to Babylon. So here he was studying Jeremiah and his prophecies. He's reading this book of prophecies. And in reading this, he comes across this scripture that says 70 years. Well, by this time, 68 years had passed. He had been there 68 years. So Daniel himself is on up in years, maybe well into his 70s or so, maybe older. And he's seeing this and it hits him. There's no sign of repentance. There's no sign of change. There's no sign of any reason why God should lift that ban from Jerusalem. No reason why he should turn that. Now, it's God's will. We already know it's God's will, 70 years. But Daniel can see that it's not turning. It's not changing. So what does he do? He takes that prophecy and he begins to pray. And by the assistance of that prophecy, and he took that prophecy into prayer, he was aided by that prophecy and he went to the Lord. And here's what it says he did. I set my face to the Lord God to seek him by prayer and supplication, fasting and sackcloth and ashes. So he went to God, first of all, in prayer, it says, supplication, there's intercessions. This is serious business. This is serious business. This man, he is gaining insight into what became known as scripture, but for him they were prophecies. And I prayed to the Lord, and he says, I fasted and prayed, and I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession. So here was the process. He sees the prophecies. He takes the prophecies into a place of prayer, and in this place of prayer, he's asking, Lord, well, how do I pray about this? Now, we call that praying to pray. My dad calls it inquiring of the Lord. What do I say about this? What do I do about this? What's my approach to this? What's the answer? You know, we don't just pick up our own prayers and pick up our own way. You've got something like this. We need the strategies of God. We need to have strategies to know what to say, what to pray. I mean, these things, spiritual warfare, you don't just jump up and start binding. I mean, can you imagine some general that would act that way, just wake up one morning and decide to do this and do that? No strategy, no plan. He'd be wiped out before the day was over. So only the Spirit of God understands what's in the heart of God fully. Only the Spirit of God knows what's in you. Only the Spirit of God knows what all needs to change. And only the Spirit of God sees into the strategies that the devil already has at work. And so we go to him and we listen to him, aided by these prophecies. Well, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18 says, Paul said to Timothy, "This charge I commit and trust to you, Timothy, my son, in accordance or in line with, in agreement with the prophetic intimations or the prophecies, the prophetic directions which I received concerning you, so that inspired and aided by them, you may wage the good warfare." It's with these prophecies in prayer or in life or both that we are aided. Prophecies are not given just so you can see some fancy little supernatural type demonstration of something and everybody go ooh and ah, shout and praise. We have to take them so seriously that they become arsenals in our weapon. Now, if they don't line up with the Word of God, wad them up and throw them in the trash. But when you can see and sense that they're lining up with the will of God and the Word of God, and they build faith, my goodness, take hold together with them and use them. That's part of what the prophet's ministry gift is sent for. Praise God. So we see that Daniel took this up in prayer. Daniel took this prophecy into prayer. And what happened as he prayed, he goes on to tell us how it starts off. He said he made confessions. There were things that the Lord had him say. And you can read through that prayer and the rest of Daniel chapter 9, and you can see the different things. He the way he prayed, and I repentance was a part of it, and intercession was part of it, and commitment was part of it, and requesting the Lord was part, and it was a building and a building and a building and a building. The Lord, you need strategies in prayer for your children, for your finances, for the things that you need. God, what is the strategy? And what he gives you the first day is probably not the end of it all, but start with what he gives you. Praise the Lord. Where's my team? Are you guys ready? Back there? Okay, so in this, I wanted to read to you a prophecy, a couple of them actually, concerning Canada, because I want us to pray about Canada tonight. Now this one was given in 2009. This great awakening is hanging over the United States tonight. The great awakening is hanging heavy around the nations of the world, but most especially in this country and in Canada. This great awakening that's hanging there, it's just hanging there to be realized and released throughout this nation and throughout the nation of Canada and in turn through the rest of the world. Now, before I finish this one, I want to make reference to another one. I read this to the volunteers the other night. I see that the Lord has been saying the power and glory of God being manifest as we stand here tonight is moving and rising like a tide. How many of you know about a tide? What happens? It comes in and it'll have a tendency to go out, but prayer will take hold of it and bring it back in. It's rising and rising and rising, rising up to the place where it is now, but it will continue to be more and more visible in the natural world, as in the days of old when they said, "We see the cloud of God on yonder hill. We see the fire of God on yonder hill. But out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water, and the glory shall flow up and out of you." And manifestations of great glory behind anything the human race has ever seen in all of history. Manifestations of the Most High God in fullness of expression is due. Well, we're here at this point in time, much like Daniel was. It's due. It's due. It's time. The word of the Lord has come. It's time. It's time. But thanks be to God that Daniel just didn't sit back and go, "Well, we'll just watch and see. We'll watch and wait and see." Well, if you do that, you won't see. God works with people, with men and women. He works with us. And you can read the whole book of Daniel, and you can see that God worked with Daniel over and over, as well as others, and especially in prayer. He has planned a major portion of it to take root, to take seed, begin to grow right out of the heart of the Canadian people. So where's it going to come? Out of your heart, out of your belly. I'm here to help you. I'm here to encourage you and instruct where you might need it and help where I can, hook up with you in faith, because I believe this outpouring, as that word says, is the one for the Canada and the United States. We're like a left and a right arm. You got to have them. You need this one and you need this one. But oh, what power happens when you got them both working together. Praise God. Praise God. And I am expecting that. Now back to this one in terms of strategy. Here's the strategy. The prayer, the prayer, the prayer. The prayer that's gone forth, the prayer that's going forth, that's where the power release is. That's where the trigger to these things is. That's the way you release them in your church, says the Lord in this hour. Churches that are teaching and training people to pray are the churches where the explosion and the Shekinah glory of God will be manifest first. It's the praying churches that will walk in it first. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Some people will say revival broke out there, but no, prayer broke out there, and the awakening will come out of those congregations. Now, one last prophecy, and there are several here, but this one, just a piece of it through Pastor George. And in this much longer prophecy, but this one piece stood out to me tonight. To the nation of Canada, you must declare, wake up, wake up, wake up. It's time to get back up. So are you going to do it? Are you going to do it? Are you going to sit by and just watch your nation just go with whatever way the political wind blows and whatever way the Hollywood wind blows or whatever way the fashions or the liberals or the homosexuals or whatever group? Are you just going to go this go? Well, that's just, I just wonder when that awakening's come. No, we're having an awakening, and we're having it because I've got my faith set on it because God said I could. And if it didn't happen anywhere, it's going to happen in my church. If it didn't happen anywhere, it's going to happen in my with my people. And I'm going to have signs and wonders and miracles. And I'm going to have a congregation that's full of faith, walking in fellowship with the Lord, walking in holiness and righteousness. Praise the Lord. So I have marching orders for you if you want to stand and pray with me. If you're bold, if you're brave, if you're ready, if you're mousy, go wait in the lobby. Daniel chapter 11, verse 10. The Lord gave me this. It's scripture, and yes, it's out of context, but he gave it to me, his word, and he can do what he wants with it. And in this word from the New Living Translation, it says, the sons of the king of the north will assemble. Are you the sons of the king of the north? Yeah. I said, are you the sons of the king of the north? The sons of the king of the north will assemble a mighty army that will advance like a flood and carry the battle as far as the enemy's fortress. Are you ready to take the battle? Not waiting for him to come to your house. Not waiting for him to take over and try to run him out. But no, we're taking the battle all the way to where he is. We're not afraid. We're not backing down. We're not intimidated. We're not here to wrestle with flesh and blood. We wrestle with principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, wicked spirits in heavenly places, so that flesh and blood, men and women, can go free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. This last verse, verse 32, says the people who do know their God shall be strong, and they shall do exploits. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you the army of the king of the north? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God, Lord. We come to you in the name of Jesus. And we have the expectation, Lord, of this tide to rise. We call on that tide to rise in Jesus' name. We say to you, Canada, awake. 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 Awake, Canada. Awake to God. Awake to the power of God. Awake in the name of Jesus. Awake. Now you begin to let that the Spirit of God stir up on the inside of you. You take hold of this by faith in other tongues in Kebra. Hidoso de Ega. I need your pastors. Pastors, come running up here to pray. Pastors, come on, pastors. Come on, you should be the first. Come take it. You know how to pray. Take it. Take it. Your army leaders. Take it. Take it. We're taking it. We're taking God. This is God's land. This is God's nation. This is God's people. This belongs to God. This belongs to the cross of the Savior. This belongs to the blood of Jesus. This nation belongs to His victory. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, we pray that we be trophies. We are trophies of Christ's victory. We are trophies. We're proof. We're proof that Jesus was raised from the dead. We're proof. We're proof in Jesus' name. Glory to God. I want some young people. I want some 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds. I want some 20 or 30-year-olds. I want you down here to come pray. Come down here like you mean it. 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, come, come, come. Come, come, come. Come. Glory to God. We praise the name of the Lord. Lord, we're taking it. We're taking this nation. We're taking it, Lord. You gave it to us, and we're taking it. We're taking it. We're taking it for the kingdom. We're taking it. making it for people to go free in the name of Jesus. Pray for your generation. Pray for your generation. Glory to God. You tell the devil he can't have your generation. He can't have your decade. No, you're not gonna hear a lie. Thank you, Lord, for a sweep of the Spirit. Lord, we thank you for prayer, for the great awakening. The great awakening. Awaken, awaken. Oh, we pray for the pastors. We pray for the churches. We pray for the awakening. Awaken, 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 awaken in Jesus' name. Awaken in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Awaken, glory to God. Churches, wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Lord, I thank you for the prophecies that said you will appear in the midst of churches that don't even believe it. So God, the glory of God, let the glory of God sweep in the name of Jesus. Lord, religious spirits, bow in the name of Jesus. You religious spirits, you lying devils, your time is up. Your day is over. You've come to nothing in this nation. Glory to God. Glory to God to set God's people free. Lord, we pray over the government. We pray over all the political, all the city government, the provincial government, the federal, national government. We pray over the prime minister. We pray over his cabinet. We pray over all the ministers. We pray over them in Jesus' name. Lord, to flood their eyes with revelation. Open their eyes, Lord. Oh, we intercede, Lord, that all men would know Jesus, that all men would see that Jesus is Lord. He's the mediator. He's the way to God. Lord, we pray over Canada's relationship with Israel. We say it's a bond that cannot be broken. It cannot be broken. It cannot be broken. We pray for all the Jews in this nation, and we bless them, and we speak prosperity in their lives. We speak peace in their lives. We speak revelation into their lives. We speak the blessing of the Lord over them, each and every one of them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Most High. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that glory. Lord, by faith, we poke holes in that glory. We poke holes in it. Let it flood this nation. Let it flood this nation. Lord, I pray over the relationship between the United States and Canada. I say in the name of Jesus, what God has joined together, there'll be no government, no man, no prime minister, no president, no Congress, nobody of political leaders that will rip apart what God put together. We belong together. I belong to you and you belong to me. We are joined together in this body. We are joined together in faith.